You're listening to the Atlanta Dream Center Church Podcast. If you'd like to support this ministry, log on to www.dreamcenterchurch.com, where every dollar advances the kingdom of God. We hope that this message edifies and encourages you to do the great things God has called you to do.
This is what I want to talk to you about, okay? This is what I want to talk to you about. I titled this little message, What's That Smell? What's that smell? I want you to look to your neighbor next to you and say, what's that smell? Go ahead and ask him. Go ahead and ask him. Hey, look to your other neighbor and say, it's him. Go ahead and point to the person next to you. Yeah, you know what that smell is. What's that smell? Check it out. Hold up. Come on, some of y'all being mean to one another. Don't be mean. It's all right. Now, look, I don't know about y'all, but have you guys ever been around someone who smells real bad? And go ahead and don't lift your hand all the way up. It might be you, just part way up, all right? Yeah. Yeah, look, man, I've been around people who smell bad, and it's hard, dude. It's hard. I don't know about you, but I've been around people who smell so bad, I didn't want to talk to them. I didn't want to tell them they smelled bad. I just wanted to get away. Anyone in here ever been in that position before? I'm telling you, when something smells bad, it ruins the atmosphere. I don't care if you're at Disney World. I don't care if you're at the nicest restaurant. If it smells bad, you don't want to be there no more. Anyone agree with that? I think that's true, man. It's true. Now, look, I just got to tell you a quick story. Me and my wife, we're at home one day. This is about 5 months ago. And we're sitting down in our living room. And above our living room, we have our bathroom right above it, okay? And we're sitting there with our kids, and we're hanging out. And we're just chilling out. And all of a sudden, water starts dripping into our living room from the ceiling. Man, we got a leak. I want to tell you what, I was mad. Anyone ever get mad when you see more work to be done? Anyone in here get mad? I get mad, man. I'm thinking, what is it? So I go upstairs. I'm trying to figure out what it is. And I know I look strong and manly and handsome, but I'm not that smart, right? And so I was looking. You didn't even laugh at that. That was a dumb joke. I wasn't going to laugh. All right, whatever. Look, man, so I was looking in there. I was trying to fix this thing. And we called out plumbers, and plumbers didn't know how to fix it. And eventually we just decided we'll stop using our bathtub. We'll work around it. We'll use the other bathtub. We'll fix it later. And we get our ceiling fixed. And all of a sudden, we have another leak. And about 4 weeks ago, a terrible smell started filling our bedroom from the bathroom. We got mold. And, man, I'm telling you, it was so bad. Every night, me and Susie were laying down in bed. My beautiful wife, Susie, if you don't know Susie. Where is Susie? She left. Oh, she's in the back. Hey, baby girl. What's up? She's taken. Please recognize she's taking, please. I don't want her to leave me, please. Me and my wife, we'd wake up in the middle of the night. We couldn't breathe. It was such a bad smell. I mean, it was terrible. We'd go close the bathroom door and open up the windows, try and air it out. The smell wouldn't leave. We'd walk into that bathroom when we couldn't figure out where the mold was. I'm telling you guys, I'm not lying when I say this. We scrubbed that bathroom, every bit of it, with a bunch of bleach. I used to be dark-skinned. Man, that's how much we cleaned it. And I was just scrubbing it, man. And we were cleaning as much as we could. And you guys still laughing. We couldn't get rid of that smell, whatever we did. We thought we got rid of it. We brought this mold killer, and it was a spray, and we sprayed the whole bathroom, and we covered that thing. We had white dust all over because of the mold killer. The smell wouldn't go away. Finally, we just decided we're going to have to break our tile up. We had a bunch of tile up there. We're going to have to remove the bathtub. We're going to have to find the mold. So I got a chisel and a hammer, and we laid everything on the floor, and we were looking at our bathtub, and I'm going to say it again. I don't know what the heck I'm doing. I just figured we could do it, all right? That's what I'm thinking. And so I got in there, and I even put the chisel up against the grout of the tile. I'm thinking, I'm going to break this thing. And I'm thinking to myself, if I break this thing, I'm not going to be able to replace it. You guys ever break something and can't replace it? It's still probably sitting somewhere in your house, right? Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, I have a broken tile in my bathroom. And we're sitting there, and I get a check in my heart. This is what happens. I go, honey, let's not do this just yet. Let's just wait. She says, okay, we'll call on another professional. We call another professional. The smell won't go away. They say, oh, it's not so bad. We can fix it. We say, cool, just come back. Well, they haven't come back. So a week ago, the smell in the bathroom started disappearing. We thought maybe it was a miracle. Maybe Jesus was doing something in our bathroom. Like, please, Lord, do something in our bathroom. And we took the kids into the guest bathroom, and guess what we found? That same smell is coming from the other bathroom. Y'all, I started thinking the whole house is damaged. We got to get rid of it. The whole house is broke. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking we're going to have to tear this thing down. We're going to have to rebuild. What am I going to do? My wife that night, she was dark skinned, but she bleached the whole thing. And look at that. Yeah, and she bleached that whole thing. And it was all night. The smell wouldn't leave. We thought to ourselves, what could it be? It's all over the house. We got mold. We're going to end up dying in here. No one's going to know what happened to us. And so what we did is, we thought, well, we'll just figure it out. We'll call another plumber. The next day, this was literally last week, my wife called me up, said, Tommy, I got something to tell you. When you get home, I need to show you something. I'm thinking to myself, it's going to be the mold. It's probably going to be alive. It's probably talking to her or something right now. Like, I'm going to destroy your family. We went into the house, and she pulled out a toy. My son, Gideon, he's 2 years old. I got six kids, y'all. And I'm not even Mormon. Isn't that crazy? And they pulled out this toy. My son Gideon is a sponge. It's not supposed to go in the bathtub. He had been playing with it in the bathtub. And that thing got moldy and moldy and moldy. And then it was stuffed down in our toilet cleaning supplies and the toys. And we found out we never had mold in our house. We had a moldy toy the whole time. And I was thinking to myself, man, how can such a small thing in my bathroom, such a small thing, make such a mess in my life? I almost destroyed my whole bathroom over this stupid little toy. How many of you guys have ever overreacted? Anyone ever overreact before? Come on, I know there should be more hands than that. Come on, where are my moms at, moms? I know, come on. We know what it's like to have kids, all right? Dads, you're pretty chill, I don't know. Dads are cool, man. But I was thinking about that story, and I was thinking about, man, isn't that true for a lot of us? We got something in our life, and we don't know what it is, but it causes us to lose sleep at night. Man, we got something in our life that it's always around, and you might get a break from it, but there's something deep down, you know something's off. There's a stench in your life, and you don't know what it is. And maybe you've tried different things to fix it. How many of you guys every New Year's make a new resolution? Anyone in here? I always say I'm going to work out, and I work out for about 2 months, and I give it up. I'm telling you, a lot of us are trying to fix something, but we don't know what it is. We're looking around our house, our lives, and we're going, man, I know my life could be better. How many of you guys want a better life? Anyone here want a better life? We're looking around going, I want a better life. I want things to be up and up. Parents, I need to talk to you parents. Look, when I say I got six kids, because I want to tell you, I relate with you. Being a parent, you could have guilt. You could be tired. How many of you guys are just usually just mad for no reason? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Your kids don't understand that. They'll understand that in 20 years, but yeah. Hey, look, I got kids raising their hand. They're saying, my parents like that. I was thinking about that little toy car in my house. I was willing to destroy everything to figure out what it was. I was willing to go through my bathroom. I was going to break up all my tile. I was going to be replacing. I was thinking about this thing, and I know in this room there's people who have destroyed their life trying to fix what they're missing inside of them. They've done things to get fame and fortune and purpose. They thought to themselves, man, if I could just fix this one thing, things would be okay. I'd be able to sleep at night real peacefully if I could just fix these things in my life. Some of the things in your life you're thinking about is what your mom told you when you were a kid and you never did. Some of y'all had potential to be something and now you feel like you're a nobody. And that stench is just sitting in your life. You're looking at yourself and going, I never thought, I had a totally different dream of where I was going. And look at me today. I got stench in my life. Well, the good news is I'm not here to talk about how bad you smell. Some of y'all smell bad. If you know someone who smells bad, raise a hand. If they're raising your hand, they're saying you're the person who smells bad. You should punch them for that. That's messed up. Look, there's a story in the book of John. This guy died. His name's Lazarus, right? Lazarus died. Now, Jesus was coming to heal him. And listen, this is the end of my sermon, so just hang in there. Jesus was coming to heal this guy, Lazarus. He didn't have to die. But Jesus decided to show up late. How many of you guys ever feel like Jesus hasn't showed up in your life yet? Anyone ever feel that way? Nobody? Good for you guys. How many of you guys have ever thought he's showing up a little too late, though? Anyone ever feel that before? That's what I'm talking about. Jesus showed up too late. Lazarus died. For 4 days, he was dead and put into a tomb. And what a tomb was a cave, and they put a rock in front of it. And the reason why they put a rock in front of it was because dead people stink. All right? Dead people stink. And there's a lot of reasons. Mostly probably they're not taking showers. I don't know what dead people are up to, but they're not getting clean. And they'd roll that stone over the tomb. Well, Jesus shows up. And everyone's kind of mad at him, going, Jesus, where were you? You could have done something real good in my life. You could have saved my brother. His sisters, Lazarus' sisters, were going, you could have saved my brother. If you only showed up, Jesus, you could have done something. And it says this in Scripture. This is what Jesus says in John chapter 11. Check out this first verse right here, verse 39. It says, Jesus said, take away the stone. And Martha, Lazarus' sister, who was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead 4 days. I love this verse because I'm not going to lie to you. I'd be saying the same thing. Jesus, you want us to do what? Bro, it stinks in there. We open that thing up, we're all going to leave. No one likes a bad smell. We're going to get out of here. And Jesus says to her, no, Mary, Martha, I got something better for you. You see, they're sitting there thinking, if we open up this tomb, it's going to smell too bad. What are we going to do with all that stench? But I want to just tell you this next part of the verse. Check this out, verse 41. I'm just going to read this to you. Now, Jesus, with a loud voice, he said these things, Lazarus, come forth. And he who had died came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. And Jesus said to him, loose him and let him go. Look, I just want to take this verse. I want to tell you how it applies to you, and then we're going to pray, and we're going to get out of here. You down for that? You guys all cool with that? I want to tell you something. That stench in your life, that thing that's keeping you up at night, it's not what you could have been. It's not what you should be doing. What it is, you got something dead inside of you. There's something dead inside of you that's supposed to be alive. There's something dead inside of you that you were never meant to stay inside. And can I just tell you, I know this is true for a lot of us. A lot of us don't go to church because we don't feel like we got our life in order. We smell too bad. I'm too dead inside. If I go to church, I got to get things in order. Let me just tell you about Jesus really quick. Jesus didn't care about Lazarus' stench. Not one time did he mention in the entire Bible, you know, Lazarus smelt pretty bad, but I had mercy on him. Not one time did Jesus ever mention what he smelt like. Can I say this about Jesus and you? Jesus does not care about your mess in your life. He is not in the business of judging you about your mess. You know what he's in the business of? Giving you life where you have death. He's in the position of saying, if you will open up your gravesite and you'll open up that tomb and you let all that stench and you just present it to me, you let me see how nasty and dirty you are. He says, that's my opportunity to call your name and give you life. Now, this is what I want to tell you, everyone in this church, and this is for the kids, this is for everybody, because how many of you guys know Jesus doesn't have a junior Holy Spirit? It's the same Jesus for every age. How many of you guys know that's true? Yeah, okay, yeah, applaud that. That's great, yeah. Listen, if you're in this room today and any of this made sense to you and you're going, yeah, man, I feel like I have been missing my purpose. I want to give you an opportunity today. This is truthfully the only reason we spent that $25,000 to get you guys all this stuff. The only reason we did this wasn't just so you could have a Merry Christmas, okay? You could have went anywhere else to have a Merry Christmas. You know why we did this? Because I believe within my heart that you have a purpose that Jesus wants to fulfill in you. And that stench and that dirt and that doubt and that fear that you wakes you up in the middle of the night and that regret and when you get alone and there's no music in the car and your thoughts are running, that's God's sign to you saying, hey, son, hey, daughter, you got grave clothes in there. You're dead in there. And I want to bring you life. You need to open up to me. Revelation chapter 3, man, I love this verse. He says this. He says, man, I'm knocking on the door. Can I knock on the door real quick? He says, I'm knocking on the door. I'm knocking outside your grave. You're inside going, man, I got to get my life in order. If I could just maybe start working out more, if I could just get success, if I could just get that job, if I could get my money right. And the Lord's knocking at that door. And I know a lot of us in here are going, God, I can't let you in yet because I still smell bad. But he's still knocking at your door. God, I can't let you in. I got to get my life right, God. I smell. There's a stench, Jesus. If you could just fix me, then I'll open up the door. Guess what he's doing? He's still knocking on that door. Revelation chapter 3 says, and if someone will answer it, he will come into your house. He will clothe you. That means he'll get rid of your old nasty clothes. He says he'll open up your eyes so you could see. He says, I'll feed you. In other words, you know what he's saying? He's saying, I will take care of all the things that you've been worried about. I got you. But you got to open up that tombstone. You got to let that death be exposed to me, and that way I could call life into you. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to do a prayer. Then I'm going to invite my dad, Pastor Paul Palmer, the coolest bald guy you'll ever meet in your life. He doesn't have a nickname like mine, but we can make one. We'll call him Pastor Shiny Top or something, all right? But I want to pray. I'm going to give everyone in here an opportunity. We're not going to make you stand on the stage. We're not going to make you stand up and walk to the front. But if you're in this house today and you're going, man, I got a lot of stuff in my life that smells bad. I'm here to tell you that Jesus doesn't care. He still wants to come into that graveside of yours. He still wants to come into that place that you're trying to hide in. He wants to call out your name and bring you life, amen? So can I get everyone, every head in here to bow their heads and close their eyes? Moms and dads, don't worry about your children. They're okay. They're okay. The children are okay. Every one of your kids are okay. They can play right now. We are a family church. I those six kids I got, believe me, I know it's okay. But I want everyone else's eyes closed, heads bowed. If you're in this room today and you're going, man, I need Jesus to give me life because I don't feel like I got life. I feel like I've been struggling every single day. I need Jesus to call my name and call me out of my grave because my life just stinks. And I've been trying to fix it every other way. I've been doing everything I can to get my life in order, and it's not working. The smell's not there. I'm like Pastor Tommy. I'm bringing up all my tile. I'm scrubbing everything up, but it's still there. Today, I want to give you the solution. That thing that's stinking up your life is small, and Jesus wants to take it from you today. If you're in this house today, and today you're going, man, Pastor Tommy, I'm not going to make anyone look at you. No one's going to open up their eyes. If you're in this room today, and you're going, Pastor Tommy, can you pray with me right now? I'm not going to make you stand up or nothing. And you're saying, Pastor Tommy, I want my life to be cleaned up. Will you have Jesus be invited into my home? I want you to put your hand up real high, real high. Come on, hands all over. That's what I'm talking about. I want you to keep your hand up. Keep your hand up. Hey, keep your hand up. There's a lot of hands. There's a ton of hands. Come on, you're not alone. This is what I'm going to do. You keep your hand up. No one's looking. No one's looking at you. And if they are, who cares? This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to pray a prayer, and we're all going to say it. But if you have your hand up, listen, this is the most important thing. This could either just be a cheesy prayer, or this could change your life. It depends on whether or not you mean it. So I want everybody in this house to repeat after me. You guys ready? Everyone ready? Say, dear Jesus, I stink. God, I got a mess, and I need you. Jesus, forgive me for all my junk and make me new. Come into my life. Call out my name. Give me life. I am yours. Jesus, I commit my life to you, my Redeemer, the one who cleanses me. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we all say, amen, amen, amen. Why don't you guys give the Lord a hand?
We hope you enjoyed today's sermon. Once again, if you'd like to support this ministry, log on to www.dreamcenterchurch.com, where every dollar advances the kingdom of God. Until next time, be blessed and go do the great things God has called you to do.